Welcome back to the Short Stories Podcast, Shorties. I'm your host, Olivia Maiden, here again. Guys, we have 26 days till summer. I cannot wait for the longest day of the year, even though I don't really realize it. Announcement, I don't know, my dog's birthday was on May 18th. If you didn't know, May 18th was the day that Mount St. Helens blew up. And that's kind of how I remember my dog's birthday. He's now like 6 years old. It's crazy how like fast everything time goes by and everything. And also today I'm actually recording May 24th. So if you didn't know, it was like Brothers Day, National Scavenger Hunt Day, National Wyoming Day, all those weird days. But you guys, you listening on May 25th, tomorrow, that's going to be National Missing Children's Day. That's actually really sad, actually. National Tap Dance Day, National Brown Baguette Day, Towel Day, and National Wine Day. I don't know if I really like all those days that are that day. But there's this website called National Day Calendar. You can literally see like every national day, national week, everything. Right. Oh, I also want to tell you guys that I got this really cool app. This is not a sponsorship or anything, but it's called the Reface app. Reface. And I got it a while ago, and it's really cool. You literally just take a video clip from a movie that they have on there, or a GIF or picture or whatever, and it re-puts your face as that person. Like, my favorite, personally, was probably me being Belle from Beauty and the Beast as Emma Watson. Like, it looked kind of like me. And it was like the Belle, and she was singing, but my face was on her body. And it actually was a really good transformation. You guys should totally get that. Also, don't forget to follow me on Instagram if you have Instagram at maiden.olivia_11, or definitely go follow at the Short Stories Podcast on Instagram, where you can get updates to every single one of these podcasts that are fun and everything. I want you guys to actually comment on my Instagram. Please DM me what you would like to listen to me telling about. If you guys have any stories, I can share it, and I can name you as anonymous if you'd like. I just love to get more stories out there than me just like trying to search up for these. And today we're actually gonna be looking at I know a lot of people are sometimes struggling with like their looks or whatever it is. They're like, oh, some people think they don't look that pretty enough or anything, but the truth is, God made you how you are, and he made you beautiful and handsome or whatever, whoever you are, and that's what really matters. So today we're actually going to be reading on Storybird this one story. It's called, Mirror, Mirror on the Wall, Tell Me, Am I Beautiful? It's by bookaholic_girl. It's a picture book, but like mostly words is what we're looking at. Mirror, mirror on the wall, tell me, am I beautiful? What is beauty? How do you mean? What is this thing that you humans care so deeply for? You all talk of it, but I do not understand. Well, it's how I look. Your eyes, do you mean? No. How you look as in your physical appearance, how other people perceive you at first glance. Can it be changed? Well, not really. To a limited degree, I suppose. Do you want to change it? Sometimes. Why is that? I don't know. Oh, but you must know. There's always a reason. I suppose there's so many pretty girls on the television, and the girls at school are all so beautiful, and then there's me. I suppose I don't feel of much worth if it won't be considered beautiful. Who is it that gets to determine your beauty then? Sorry? Well, who is it that gets to say you're not beautiful? I gather there'd be anyone who cares to tell me. I'd imagine that'd be mighty hard. Is beauty not in the eye of the beholder, after all? Well, yes. Then why care of what anyone might think of your appearance, save yourself? That'd be quite hard. Why? Well, I've been raised to care a great deal of what other people think of me. Why? Society, I suppose. But does it truly matter what anyone but yourself might think of you? Not really. Humans are odd. You might say that. Well, if it makes you feel any better, I think of you as beautiful. Really? Yes, remember the time your younger brother had a nightmare and you allowed him to sleep beside you, despite having a test the next day? Oh. What's wrong? You sound as if you were disappointed. Well, I hate to sound ungrateful, but what you're describing isn't really beauty. What is it, then? Well, most would think it's kindness. That's silly. What is? To think being kind doesn't make one beautiful. That's nice of you to say, but most wouldn't agree. Kindness and beauty are two separate concepts, after all. Who cares about most? What? You humans are so busy pleasing each other, you have no time to take care of yourselves, to invest in the things that truly matter. What is it? I do agree with you. It's just that, despite it all, I still wish I was beautiful, or even pretty. I just hate the face I see in the mirror. What do you hate about it? What? What do you hate about your features? Oh no, it isn't that. You just surprised me, that's all. Surprised you with what? I simply asked a question. I just didn't expect you to ask such a question. I would have thought that you'd think of me badly after saying such a vain thing. Not at all. Well, thank you. You didn't answer my question, though. Well, I don't like my color in my nose, nor my lips, and... Oh, I'm just so terribly flawed. Oh, but my darling, you failed to see. It is not you that is flawed, but society for making you believe that you are so. The end. That is so true, guys. Like, a lot of people, they're so worried about what they look like. This is a girl talking back and forth, like, the mirror on the wall, you know, like in Snow White. Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who's the fairest of them all? That mirror, basically. And this girl, she had, like, short black hair and, like, black lips or something. This is, well, it's just the cover art that was shown. But I would say that's a pretty good story. Somebody else said it was a brilliant little story. And they said that they really like the voice the mirror has and how it's able to help the main character see the beauty in herself. And we all need this reminder from time to time. Well done. That's what Kimberly, the second daughter on Storybird, said. Wow. I just really like... It's the mirror's like, yeah, wait, you don't think kindness is beauty? And the girl's like, well, no, because society's telling me that it's what I look like. Guys, it's not what you look like. Plus, the Bible says that somewhere about not mattering what you eat or what you wear. So it's like, don't let the world, even though the world's going to judge you, you can still be kind to others. And that's the real beauty in you. Because some people are like, you see all those like mean girls on TV and movies and shows, and they look so pretty on the outside, but then in the inside they're just cruel and mean. And then you see those people that might not look to you as good physically appearances, but then they're actually really nice. Okay, moving on, guys. We're gonna be looking at this video, or actually listening to it. And I just want to say before I move on, I did not post a podcast last week because I had the idea in mind of this. This was going to be for last week, but I just never like made time to record it. So that's why we skipped last week and now we have this week. But we're going to be listening to this video right now. It's called I Can't Feel Pain from the YouTube channel That's My Story, and it's animated. So it's some girl that doesn't even feel pain. That's gonna be crazy. Okay, let's listen.
Hi, Hi, friends. My name is Daisy. I have a very rare genetic condition. I'm sure you'll be surprised to hear this. I can't feel physical pain of any kind. You heard that right. I have no sense of pain. It's actually a disorder. The medical term for it is congenital insensitivity to pain. What exactly does that mean? Let me give you some examples. Let's say your little brother has been playing with Lego and left some pieces on the floor, and you accidentally stepped on one. It would hurt, right? Well, I don't feel that. It doesn't hurt when I step on little Lego pieces, because I don't feel pain. Here's another.
I feel like that'd be a really good thing, but also a really bad thing, because if you, like, you didn't know you were getting attacked or anything, and something bad happened to you, then you wouldn't know. Like, what if for some reason your finger got chopped off and you had to go to the hospital? Well, you wouldn't know it because if you were not aware, because you couldn't feel any pain. But she can't feel pain. Maybe that's a good thing, because then she doesn't have to worry about her little brother and his Legos.
Another example. I'm sure you must have stubbed a toe against a table leg at least once, and it hurt a lot. You might have felt like you wouldn't be able to stand the pain. As you probably guessed, I feel nothing when I stub my toe. Even if I were to stub my toe so hard that it would break, I'd just keep on walking.
I'm just wondering, does she actually feel walking? If she can't feel pain, can she feel when she touches or walks or feel something?
All this might sound pretty good to you. You might be thinking, it must be wonderful to never feel any pain. I wish I were like you. But it's not like that at all. Because the feeling of pain is the body's warning system. It is vital for our survival.
That's what I thought. I thought it was like the warning, like, that's really what is gonna, like, trigger you to, like, go to the hospital or get help from something that's really important.
Think of it this way. If there's something that is harming you, your brain alerts you through pain. You have to do something to stop the pain. If you don't feel the pain, you're not aware of the danger. And this can have really bad consequences. For example, I got a second-degree burn in my mouth from eating French fries. Why? Because I couldn't feel that they were super hot. I kept eating them and damaged my tongue and the roof.
I wonder if, wait, guys, what if she can't feel temperature? What if she's, like, can't feel something is cold or hot? That'd be crazy.
Of my mouth. If you were in my place, you'd feel your mouth burning after the first bite. You would either wait for the fries to cool off or only eat them after blowing on them. But people like me can't tell the fries are too hot and keep on eating them. So I ended up getting burned.
Wait, I wonder if there's any temperature sense at all.
It's all over my mouth that day. One of the biggest issues for people who can't feel pain is not realizing that they have broken a bone. Last winter, I went skiing with my family. It's perfectly normal to fall down when you ski, so I fell down a few times that day. At dinner, I noticed there was something funny about my right hand. I kept dropping the fork. I'm so clumsy today, I said. My dad said, I don't think that's normal, and took me to the hospital. The x-ray showed I had multiple fractures in my shoulder and in my upper arm.
That's why, like, it's bad to not feel anything, especially because, like, what if... Yeah, like, you need to get help. This lady, she needs to get a fixed bone, but she doesn't know it if her parents didn't even tell her anything, because she shouldn't feel it.
Since I didn't feel any pain, I had no idea that I broke something during one of my falls, and I just continued skiing. Of course, there are some advantages to not being able to feel pain. For example, you can get as many tattoos as you like. And you can get all the piercings you want. My mom says that I have to wait until I turn 18 before getting any tattoos. So I haven't been able to get any yet. But I'm planning to get a lot of tattoos in the future because I love them so much.
Honestly, tattoos, like, at least I've been taught, or, like, I think of, like, what if you're really old and you have a tattoo somewhere, like, on your arm, and then your arm's really wrinkly, and then your tattoo's all shriveled up. I mean, that's one thing to think about when getting a tattoo. I don't think I'm ever getting one, though.
It's nice to know they won't hurt at all. although I hope I don't overdo it because of that. I think I forgot to tell you, people who have my disorder don't feel any body aches either. So we never get headaches, and we never wake up in the middle of the night because our teeth hurt. Speaking of teeth...
That'd be so nice not having a headache. Guys, that would mean she could have COVID, and she doesn't even know she has COVID because of the symptoms.
My dentist doesn't give me anesthesia when he's filling my cavities or pulling my teeth, because I don't need it. But still, he always keeps asking, are you sure? Does it really not hurt at all? Naturally, I say no. And every time this happens, he goes, this is a miracle. Unbelievable. This disorder also presents unique challenges for parents of children who have it. As a baby, I never cried. I was smiling all the time. My mom used to say, I'm so lucky. My baby is so well behaved. Once, my mom forgot to change my diaper. Still, I just kept on smiling. Since I sat
in That's not normal for a baby.
Dirty diapers for a long time, I got a rash. My mom was baffled that I didn't even cry. That's when she thought for the first time, this is too much. Is something wrong with my child?
Well, why didn't she just change the diaper in the first place?
But since she'd never heard of anything like pain and sensitivity before, she had no way of knowing that that was the problem. Do you know when my family finally figured out I had this disorder? On my 6th birthday. My parents hung up a huge piñata at my birthday party. All the kids were waiting for their turn to hit it. There was a huge stick. Each kid would get blindfolded and be given the stick, and then hit the piñata as hard as he could. One of the kids missed the piñata and whacked me on the head instead. He got confused because he was blindfolded. My mom screamed and came running to me. I'd just gotten hit on the head with a huge stick.
She's still smiling.
But I didn't care at all. Mom said, Daisy, did that hurt real bad? I asked her with a smile, what does that mean? Because there was no pain in my life, my vocabulary didn't contain any words associated with pain. We went to see a doctor the next day. After a series of tests, they diagnosed me with congenital sensitivity to pain. As I said, it is a very rare disorder. The odds of having it are 1 in a million. So what causes it? Doctors are now sure that it's a genetic condition, but they don't yet know precisely why pain does not occur in the body. There are two theories. According to the first theory, the nerves of people with this disorder are directing the pain signal to the wrong part of the brain. The brain can't go into alarm mode since it's not receiving the pain signal. When a normal person touches a very hot saucepan, our brain orders the nerves to immediately feel pain and remove your hand. But if that person is oblivious to the pain, their brain doesn't give that order, even if they're touching the hot pan.
So it's all connected to the brain, guys.
Of hot pans. A few summers ago, we went to a seaside resort. I went to the beach early in the morning. I laid down on a sunbed, didn't get up for hours. It was almost noon.
Dude, she could just get sunburned, but that'd be terrible because then she wouldn't know she's sunburned.
I'll take a dip now, I thought. In the meantime, the sand on the beach got sizzling hot. I started walking towards the water without even thinking about it. My brother swears he saw smoke coming out from under my feet as I was walking.
That'd be kind of cool, though, like, just walking on it's like walking on fire. She could probably walk on fire and not get hurt. She'd just be walking on the sand with steaming feet.
That day, the hot sand burned most of the skin on the bottom of my feet. Before I forget, let me tell you about the second theory the doctors have about pain and sensitivity. According to this one, people like me have a higher than average amount of endorphins in their brains. This is why we don't feel pain. Endorphins are also called the happiness hormone because this hormone makes people feel happy.
No wonder she was so happy as a baby.
For example, when you get a good grade or when you eat after being hungry for a long time or when you hug someone you love, your brain releases endorphins. This is what makes you feel happy in that moment. I think this theory is definitely correct. We don't feel pain because we release too many endorphins. Why do I think so? Because I'm always in a good mood. I've never been depressed in my life. I never cry. I always laugh.
I'd be so lucky.
I've had a bad experience once because of this. My best friend's grandmother died 4 or 5 years ago. I went to the funeral to be there for her. No matter how much I tried, I couldn't bring myself to feel sad. I felt like laughing all the time. At some point, I couldn't hold it anymore, and I laughed. Naturally, everyone stared at me. Thankfully, I was really young. People thought I was just being childish. Back then, I didn't know why I felt that way. But now I know that an overdose of endorphins made me laugh at that funeral. Another issue people like me have is that they are too brave. Why are we like this? Because the feeling of pain has not one, but two functions. First, it warns us. This is how we realize something is harming us. But also, it educates us. We find out what harms us and learn to keep away from the danger in the future. Let's say you decided to jump off a wall. You jumped without thinking and sprained your ankle as a result. You learn your lesson and never jump from something so high again. People like me don't have pain to teach us these lessons. This is why we are so brave. We behave fearlessly when we're faced with dangers that might harm us. At the hospital, I met a guy named Jake who, just like me, had pain and sensitivity. We met because we shared the same problem. I noticed that, weirdly, Jake was always trying to get into a fight. He was constantly provoking people. As we were walking, a dog barked at us. The owner was this huge guy. Jake started yelling at him without even looking up to see how big he was. There was no need to blow this out of proportion, but he almost got into a fist fight with the guy. When he calmed down, I asked him why he acted that way. He said, because it's so much fun.
It's fun to fight. Like, I could see if you had no pain and be like, oh, come at me, it doesn't really matter.
Fights at least once a week, and I usually end up getting beaten up. Of course, it never hurts. I keep laughing while the other person is hitting me. I get such a kick out of seeing the looks on their faces. Obviously, that was the last time I ever saw Jake.
Yeah, because you wouldn't want to hang out with somebody that's always wanting to get in fights.
You might be wondering if there's any cure for this disorder. Unfortunately, there isn't. As I said earlier, it afflicts very few people in the world. This means very few customers for pharmaceutical companies. When there are so few potential customers, companies don't spend money on research. This is why I'm pretty sure they won't be developing a cure for my disorder anytime soon. Thank you for listening to...
Wow, guys. That was... very interesting story. I mean, one in a million people or billion or whatever have that. And I mean, you guys listening probably don't have that, because I still wonder if she can even feel anything. Like, could she feel if she like touched something, like if she was writing with a pencil or jumping off a bed or something? That's something to think about. Okay, one more thing before we end this episode today. Oh, I also wanted to say, if I didn't already, I might have already said it. Probably not, but if you guys have Twitch, it's a live streaming app where you can watch gamers and you can watch just people in real life doing stuff, whatever, different categories. If you have Twitch, you should go add me at OSU Beaver Girl Swag 6. That's OSU Beaver Girl Swag 6. Because I'd really like to get more of you guys to go watch that. It really would support me. And also, there was this... since I do play some video games, I found this thing on Instagram where you can actually help donate to kids in hospital, in like a certain hospital foundation or fundraiser. Anyways, and you can donate there at this one link that is on my Twitch page. Okay, so lastly, before we go, I wrote this short thing called, poem called Beauty and Her Pain. I know I should have said Beauty and the Pain, but it's basically talking about a girl and, you know, Beauty and the Beast. I was trying to go for that, but... Beauty and Her Pain makes more sense with this. Okay. She looks in the mirror with flawless makeup. Light blush, heavy mascara, and hint of lip gloss. She is ready to go nowhere. Why did she do something for nothing? The pain that went into her face, the fear that went to her masterpiece. Little does she know that the pain is temporary and that she doesn't need that pain for beauty. All she needs is Jesus, who sees her for who she is, not as Beauty and Her Pain. And I just wrote that like last week, and it's basically saying like some girls, not really me as much, but like some girls, they put a bunch of makeup on and stuff, and it takes so much time, that's kind of the pain, and then they just don't go anywhere. They're just, maybe they're taking like videos for their Instagram or whatever, but it's like you don't need to always worry about that stuff, because you're beautiful inside and out, and that's how God made you. Thank you guys for listening, shorties. See you guys next week, and please comment or DM me on my Instagram on a post or whatever what you would like me to, you know, share about, what themes you like, and just DM me your stories. I can make them anonymous so that you guys don't have to, you know, fear what the public thinks of yourself personally, and you can listen to on here. Thanks, guys. Adios.